It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting live from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24/7 at davejanda.com. We hope you become part of our freedom family. Tremendous amount of free public content. In fact, the latest addition to the free side is the guest host segment I did on the Sentinel Report, which is Alex Newman's TV show on frankspeech.com and Lindell TV. In that segment, I did a dissection of who your enemy really is. I can assure you that you will never see, hear, read, or experience any of the information I presented in that segment in the bought-off lamestream fake media. And I encourage you to go to davejanda.com. It's right in the featured interview section. It's free. Just hit that, listen to it, and then I'll hope you'll network it to anyone and everyone you know, because the more people we have educated with the facts, the more people we have empowered. And the more people we have empowered, the sooner we end this reign of terror by whatever you want to call them: the deep state, the New World Order crowd, the criminal international banking syndicate, the totalitarian thugs, the technocrats, whatever you want to call them. They truly are focused on stripping you of your freedom and your liberty. What we do on this platform is we bring forward information and guests who have dedicated their lives and put their lives on the line to educate you and thereby empower you with information that the deep state wants hidden. My next guest is no exception to that. Dr. Robin McCutcheon has pushed, articulately pushed, for academic freedom throughout education from K through graduate school and after university training. She teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. And in addition to teaching her principles of economics with using the principles of free market systems, her comparative economic systems course, lovingly dubbed the Atlas Shrugged class, is well loved and attended by who she calls her patriots in training, that being her students. By the way, that same course is denigrated by her liberal or globalist colleagues as being propaganda. No, it's just the truth, the uncomfortable truth, that the globalists do not want anyone in the education system exposed to. Robin uses Ayn Rand and Ludwig von Mises, just to name a few, to explain in plain English how our country's founding principles have led to free markets and are the best path to liberty, freedom, and prosperity for everyone. I encourage her to go to her website. Tremendous amount of great information there. Link, LYNC-SYNC.com. It's an honor to welcome back my friend, Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Robin, welcome back to the Operation Freedom show and platform.
Well, thank you, Dave, for that great introduction. Thank you for sharing your audience with me, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it is. Well,
not a bit early.
Well, this week, right?
That's right.
Well, we do need some luck of the Irish, the way things are going around the world, that's for sure. So, Robin, let's, I want to play a brief clip for you and then get your take. This is Kamala Harris was at a recent event in actually Washington, D.C., and she was asked about, the Biden-Harris administration, goat rodeo, whatever you want to call it. But Derek, let's hit the clip and get Robin's take.
Because as we all know, elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for. I went off script a little bit.
Yeah, she sure went off script a little bit. So, hey, Robin, According to Harris, we all got what we asked for, right? We asked for this. It's not, you can't even call it incompetence. We asked for this criminal administration and all the negative ramifications that have occurred over the past year.
I'm pretty sure I did not vote for communism. I'm almost certain I did not vote for communism, but this shouldn't be a big surprise to us. I mean, this is not incompetence from the residence administration. This is on purpose.
Yep.
They are purposely destroying our economy. And I don't know why anybody is surprised, but from my point of view, this has been an absolutely great year to be teaching the Atlas Shrugged class, because I can continually point out my front window to the class and say, hey, look, there it is. It's right in front of your face. How do you like that? Don't you like that communism? And most of them kind of go, no. So I have to go wash my ears out now that you've polluted them with her cackle.
Well, that it is quite the cackle. She's been cackling all over the world. She was cackling in Poland earlier this week as well. So, Robin, your students... I'm sure many of them at first might have thought, you know, this Dr. McCutcheon's a nice person, but, you know, she's a conspiracy theorist about all this stuff. But in fact, you're almost looking like the Nostradamus of West Virginia at this point to them, aren't you?
Yeah, most of my students start out the semester kind of looking at me as if I have two heads. But when I continually point to what's going on in the economy, and whether it's in my Principles of Economics class or my Atlas Shrugged class, I continually point out the moves that the residence administration are making and how those can't possibly be accidents. They can't possibly be incompetence. It has to be on purpose. I mean, just that I continually point to the gas price the day before the installation in 2021, and the day before the installation, at least in our area, gas price was $1.89. We're well past $4 at this point, and gas prices immediately after the installation, they just started rising. So this has nothing to do with cutting off Russian oil products. This has everything to do with the very first executive order that Biden signed, which cut off our own oil. So, you know, it's very plain. To me, I see a puzzle. And some of the pieces we know about. One of the pieces, for example, is what's going on with our central bank. Now, you and I both know that central bank was installed. It's a Rothschild bank, so it's, you know, part of the evil cabal. And if I wanted to destroy a central bank, what I would do on my way out the door is I would print trillions of dollars just to, you know, give it a little goose. And, you know, you go and pass bills, $1.5 trillion here, $3.5 trillion over there, and you know, the next thing you know, after a couple of years, you've got some really flashy inflation going on. And what happens? Well, the smart people have already prepared. You know, I visited the Numana website last summer and stocked up on some dry goods, and you know, I've got a couple of clinks of silver hanging around. I don't trust this administration to do anything that I wouldn't do in order to destroy the economy. And I know exactly how I would do it, and they're doing a damn good job.
Well, Robin, as you mentioned, we're actually seeing the collapse of the Western central banking system. And this is, I believe, and you can tell me if I'm off, but I believe this is by design, because the people that are ushering this in are all globalists, and their marching orders are to institute a great reset of the financial system. That reset means they get everything, and what they call us useless eaters, you, me, every one of our listeners, every person our useless eaters undoubtedly knows, 99.999% of the population, essentially end up in the globalist world with nothing. Am I off on that assessment?
Well, I think you're starting out in the right direction, but from what I'm seeing, I think the globalist plan to take over the world has failed. And we're seeing some of the ripple effects. One of their pieces of the plan was to use COVID to institute worldwide lockdowns and an RFID chip system. Well, that's not working. And if Putin is part of them, which I'm beginning to doubt, then I think that step number two has failed as well, which would have been World War III. We're not anywhere close to that. Putin is doing a good job cleaning bioweapons labs and bioresearch labs out of Ukraine. And if it's, you know, we went last week, middle of the week, we went from no, there's no biolabs to Victoria Nuland saying, oh, yeah, well, by the way, we do have biolabs. And if Putin is cleaning them out and he's cleaning out the Nazis, which I think would be a good idea, I'm thinking that, and given the amount of screeching into the night by people like Lindsey Graham and movie stars, oh, my God, Putin, what a bad man. He's part of the World Economic Forum. Well, I don't know. If the globalists are screeching about him, maybe he's doing something against the globalists. And maybe we should pause for a minute and reserve judgment, I'm thinking. So I don't think the globalists are going to be able to make this work. I think there's way more of us than there are of them. I think they failed on the COVID thing. Where's Fauci? I saw his face on a milk carton the other day. Nobody can find him. And Rainer Fulmich out in Germany is doing a darn good job kind of bringing together the lawyers and the doctors to start going after these bioweapons companies, the like Pfizer and AstraZeneca and so forth. I mean, I'm beginning to think that the tide is swinging our way and the globalists are going to be on the run. That's what I'm thinking. That's how the direction that I am seeing this going. And for them, if the globalists think they're going to take down the central bank and that's going to hurt all of us, I think there's another thing coming because I can't think of anything better for us than to go back onto sound money, gold and silver-backed U.S. notes, gold and silver-backed rubles, which Russia is considering, gold and silver-backed yuan, which China is now considering. Seems to me that the globalists screwed up.
Well, here's where I think they screwed up. You see, I think Schwab and Soros and everybody, and they're middle-level Schwab and Soros, but the ones above them, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Lazards, the Pincuses, the Warburgs, the Pacer family, they all thought that they had Putin and Xi under their wing. And I actually believe, Robin, what we're seeing in Ukraine is obviously a war, but it's a war for who controls the monetary system after this event. And I believe before this started, Putin and Xi had a meeting, and I believe they decided, you know what? Putin says to Xi, hey, you know, they want me to start this thing, and you're going to support me on this in Ukraine, and they're going to use that as cover, you know, the Schwabs, you know, for this reset, this great reset they keep talking about and cyber pandemic and all that kind of stuff. I got a plan, Xi, and the plan is this. Yeah, I'll do all that. We'll do the whole Ukraine thing. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to double cross them. What's going to happen is you and I are going to form an alliance. And what we're going to do is we're going to take control of what happens after the great reset, not Schwab and Soros. Which is why, Robin, I believe Schwab and Soros have gone off the nut and gone and now been demonizing Putin, who, you know, it's fine. I mean, he's killing a whole lot of, you know, a whole lot of people. He's causing a whole lot of destruction, and I get it. And I don't see this guy as I think he's an evil guy. But I think right now what we're seeing is we're seeing Xi and Putin at war with Schwab, Soros, and that crew. I could be off, but that's the way I see it.
Works for me. I like that. I hadn't thought about that. Xi Jinping and President Putin working together to take out the globalists. I'm all for it. As long as we can get rid of those, I was going to throw in a four-letter word, but I think I'll keep it clean. As long as we can get rid of the globalists, I don't really care who takes them out.
But I also think in the process,
we have enough problems on our own side. You know, getting our own house cleaned up before we start casting stones at somebody else's house.
Well, that's for sure. And here's what I think. I also think, and you mentioned this, the gold-backed ruble and the gold-backed yuan. You see, many people believe the biggest ordinance that Putin could throw is a nuclear weapon. I don't think that's the case. I think the single greatest ordinance he can throw against the central banking system, against the U.S., against the West, is a gold-backed ruble and yuan, because that would put them in the driver's seat. The communique that says, by the way, tomorrow we're instituting a gold-backed yuan and ruble, I believe they win. And everyone else, including the United States dollar, which would no longer be the reserve currency of the world, everyone else, well, they're out of luck. Am I off?
I think you're spot on. But, you know, that when they throw that stone in the pond, when they throw that communique out saying, oh, by the way, we have a gold-backed ruble and a gold-backed yuan, then, you know, I'm thinking that the very next step is for other countries to fall in line. They also will back their own currencies with gold and silver. It wouldn't surprise me at all, and I haven't been able to verify this, but I read something on Tuesday last week that Putin was saying, okay, fine, you want to buy oil from us? We'll take it in gold and Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Putin is not stupid. He's a very smart guy. Xi Jinping is a very smart guy. If they linked up and have an alliance to take out the globalists, I think that's a good thing. Because the sooner we can make that debt slavery go away, that form of slavery that enslaves us to that those 13 families, I'm all for it going away. There is nothing better for our country than to have gold-backed currency. It's
so
good for all of us.
So, Robin, let's say the ruble and yuan end up gold back very soon. What is that going to do to the dollar, and what is that going to do to the public here in the United States? It's not going to be that the public in the United States gets a free pass in all of this, correct?
No, that's correct. I think we will have some wobbliness in the U.S. dollar, because already the value of the U.S. dollar is very low. We're not quite to the it's worthless part, but we are well along the way to it isn't worth anything. I think in the short run we're gonna see some economic disruption. I've been listening to your guests for years, and I've been preparing. So I hope all of your listeners have been preparing as well. But in the medium and long run, it's going to be far better for each person and for our country. So a sound money system does not allow the government to inflate the currency. A sound money system, a gold-backed dollar, allows us to see when those rats in legislature try to fund their welfare programs. You know, it was Alan Greenspan in 1966 that said that the welfare state's secret is that they don't have a gold-backed dollar, and that way they can inflate the currency to whatever they want to fund their social welfare programs. So, you know, inflation is the secret tax. It's the hidden tax that affects all the middle and poor people, middle-income and poor people. Rich people maybe don't feel it as much. But in order for us to get our boat in going in the right direction, We've got to go back to a sound money system, and that's going to absolutely destroy the welfare state. It's going to destroy anyone who tries to stick up for a useless, worthless U.S. dollar. So yeah, in the short run, it's going to be a little touch and go. People will have to get re-educated about how money works. But in the medium to long run, it's going to be good for all of us, Dave. And I think that very shortly meaning, I don't know, maybe 2 to 3 years, we're not going to have to worry about the globalists, because they're going to be either in jail or gone. because people are not going to put up with this kind of murderous record. I just was listening to your previous two guests, and they talked about how, you know, there's certain people like Fauci who have thrust upon the American people and all over the world this pandemic, plandemic, scandemic with its jabs that are now causing excess deaths among people who have had those jabs. So I think we're in for some interesting times, and I wish it wasn't, you know, quite so interesting, but I'm happy to see that we're finally going to get past this debt slavery. That's the piece that I keep my eyeball on.
Now, Robin, and folks, we're speaking with Dr. Robin McCutcheon from Marshall University from West Virginia. Robin, China and Russia for many years have been accumulating physical gold and physical silver, which makes it possible that they can back their currencies with physical gold and physical silver. The question I have for you is the United States. We reportedly have, 8,000 tons of gold? But it hasn't been audited since the late 1950s. And the concern, Robin, is that we actually have leased that gold out and we don't have it. What's your take on that?
I don't know if we have the gold or not. I think that if it turns out that we open the vault at Fort Knox and Geraldo Rivera is standing there, you know, scratching his head, wondering where the hell the gold went, I think that somebody's going to have some questions to answer, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I am going to stay positive about this. I'm going to say the glass is half full. Let's pretend the gold doesn't exist. So what happens? Uprising. The poor legislators won't be able to walk the streets because people will say, you have robbed us. If the gold is there, then so much the better. But look, Russia and China have put together their agreement. I watched it way back in 2004. There was an agreement, a treaty alliance between Russia and China to swap and trade the yuan for the ruble so that they could begin setting up their own trade network between themselves and other countries that that worked with them. So this is not a new thing. This is not, you know, a surprise to me. I've been watching this for 15 years, and I can remember bringing this information home to my husband and saying, I wonder what they've got up their sleeves. And he kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't know. Well, I'm looking back on it going, maybe they've been planning this for a while. Maybe this is not a big surprise to them. You know, if you're Russia and Ukraine is sitting on your border with 30 bioweapons or bio-research labs, and they can create any number of kind of dangerous pandemics, I'd want to get rid of them too. What's going on over in Taiwan? Do you suppose Taiwan has the same stuff happening? You think Xi Jinping wants bioweapons-grade labs on his border? Does he want them in Wuhan anymore? I mean, you know, you kind of got to think a little bit strategically about this, that maybe some of these moves are not so surprising, at least to the people who are in the loop, because we're just watching this from the outside. And any kind of information, put that in quotes, information coming from the mainstream media, I'm taking with a huge grain of salt. I don't trust them to tell me the truth about anything. Every time Biden opens his mouth and says, I'm going to do X, Y, or Z, I'm thinking, okay, it's the exact opposite. And I've been spot on the money for a year now. So, I mean,
yes, you have.
I think...
And educate our listeners how they can follow you on a daily basis, Robin.
Sure. Go to my website, linksync.com. That's LYNC-SYNC.com. I've got my radio interviews, my classroom lectures, and my freedom lectures. They're all free. Have people listen and enjoy.
Robin, I'd like to thank you for everything you have said, everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.